AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The U.S. military says it fired on an Iranian oil tanker in the Gulf of Oman today, a fighter jet shooting out its rudder as the tanker tried to breach the blockade of Iran's ports. But in Washington, there was talk of more talks to end the war. Ed Donahue on what President Trump's been saying.
The leaders are all dead. So I think we won.
There is no confirmation yet.
Their first-level leaders are dead. Their second-level leaders are dead. Some of their third-level leaders are dead. I call that regime change.
The military says it has fired on an Iranian oil tanker as President Trump tries to pressure Tehran into reaching a deal.
We have to get what we have to get. If we don't do that, we'll have to go a big step further. But with that being said, they want to make a deal. We've had very good talks over the last 24 hours, and it's very possible that we'll make a deal.
Earlier today on social media, President Trump threatened a new wave of bombings on Iran if a deal is not reached that includes opening the Strait of Hormuz. I'm Ed Donahue.
The UN Health Agency says two patients with hantavirus and one suspected of having it have been evacuated from the cruise ship at the center of an outbreak that's killed three. But the WHO's Maria von Kerkhove tells AP, while maximum precautions are being taken, it's not the next COVID.
We assumed from the beginning that this was the Andes strain because the ship started off in Argentina and then it was moving through islands up the coast of Africa. And it's a wildlife expedition. So many of these individuals, they were stopping at islands, they were doing bird watching. There are some rodents on some, there are not others. So our working hypothesis is that there's different types of transmission happening. Clearly, we've had some kind of rodent exposure.
And Turner Enterprises says CNN founder Ted Turner has died at the age of 87. This is AP News. Seth Sutel now with the AP Markets Report.
Oil prices sank and stock markets rallied worldwide, along with hopes that a deal is getting closer to allow tankers to deliver crude from the Persian Gulf again. The S&P 500 climbed 1.5%, the best day in almost a month for the index, and another record. The Dow rose 612 points, that's about 1.2%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 2%. Brent crude fell almost 8% to nearly $101 a barrel. That's still far higher than the roughly $70 a barrel Brent was trading at before the war with Iran started. AMD jumped more than 18%. The company said it was seeing strong demand for its chips and AI applications. Seth Sutel, New York.
U.S. gas prices continue to march upward, gaining another 5 cents overnight. AAA puts the national average at more than $4.53 per gallon. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.